Thank you, Vanessa. Yes, Captain Drum back with Cameron Smith and Denon Kemp tomorrow morning. Injured at work, call the specialists at Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848. And Garage Doors, 4D Doors, Garage Doors redefined. You can get them at 4DDoors.com. They're our great sponsors. Vossy?
Yeah, look, there's a text come through by someone claiming to be the Cockerel. Now, I might think that Gary of Newtown is now running a little alias because the Cockerel has this text. The offloads are only as effective as the decision made by the recipient. Go wide if space or go through the middle.
That can only be Gary.
Only as effective as the decision made by the recipient. That's Gary areas all over there. And an apology here. This one, sorry, fellas, but not grand final related. I just want to ask for your opinion what you think the Rabbitohs need to do to take that next step to get to the Panthers level. So there's a question in grand final week you weren't expecting. Brandy, Rabbitohs. I'll leave it at you. I'm just going to pass it over to you.
Have the Rabbitohs signed anyone? Is there much movement in their roster next year? Are they signed many players?
Not much happening.
No, I don't think so. Look, they weren't far away. I guess I don't really know what the Bunnies have to do. I'd have to think about that.
Okay, all right. We'll get
what do they need to do to go to the next level?
Come back to you next week.
Play better.
Yeah.
Play better.
Yeah. More text. G'day, fellas. Muzza here. How about Roy Algy? What are we going in? Roy Algy from the Glebe Dirty Reds. I think he played in the 2022 New South Wales Grand Final decider. Roy Algy. This segment. What have I got to check? I don't know.
To your earlier texter, Casey Badger is a poor ref. Yeah. Hence why she hasn't had an NRL match. Belinda Sharp has been robbed of a grand final this weekend. Oh, we're talking about the girls, aren't we? The women. The NRL.
Parramatta v Newcastle, yep. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
I can't confirm Roy Algy. I'm sorry. This text has come through from Luke. Wasn't there a John Dory who played for Illawarra Steelers? John Dory.
Yeah, John
Who started Dory, this? He... Who started this stuff? There we go. Broncos NRLW player Emily Bass played in the grand final last year. Daz. We do have a Bass. I told you there's a Bass. I thought there was a Bass. Bass.
The Cockerel has been back on the line and he says, it's not Gary, boys.
Ah, right. Okay. Right. Confirmation. So what's our fish team we've now got? Salmon, Taylor, Haddock playing halfback. So... This is Joel's Let's Wacky Team Wednesday. Is that today? Is that Wednesday? They do that on Wednesday?
Oh, it is too.
Wacky Team? Oh, well, there you go. I'm writing the show for them, doing the script for them. Bass. Roy Algy in there somewhere. He's on the fish.
Chuck Herring.
Gets a run. That's it.
Chuck Herring. Yeah, Jack Whiting.
Herring.
Rabbitohs need to stop playing a centre in the fullback position, says Brendan.
Ooh. We didn't see much of Taff, did we, this year? Never kicked on. He had an injury, but he was thereabouts. But
Blake Taff, didn't see much of
him. His career sort of stalled this year, and he was grand final fullback, Brandy, last year.
Yeah, he was.
He was their fullback in the grand final.
Yeah. Had a big game in the week one finals win that the Bunnies had over the Panthers. Taff, outstanding. Isn't Nathan Brown also known for offloads as well, says Fadge? Yes, he is. Nathan Brown can offload.
Can offload.
That's for sure. Got a good passing game as well.
From Jace, regarding Jake Arthur maybe not getting on the field, remember Nicho Hynes did not play a minute of the 2020 Grand Final. That's correct. Nicho Hynes not getting on. What'd that feel like, Brandy? You sit on the bench the whole Grand Final, never get on.
Yeah, that'd be tough too. How does a player from outside a top eight team even be in contention for the Dally M Award? It's equivalent to a participation award in Junior League. Macca from Botany. Really? Do you think that's right? I don't think that's right.
No,
the Dragons. The Dragons miss the eight, but no, it's got the team result really hasn't got anything to do with the individual performance week in week out. That's like it's just whether your teammates around you. Actually, a player from outside the top eight, if they have a big season, is probably a better chance of winning because of the lack of players around him. If they're coming from a losing side, which the Dragons are.
Well, back in the old Rothmans medal days, Terry Lamb, the year he won it while playing for Wests, were they not the Wooden Spooners? He won Player of the Year from the team
What, in 83, 82? When, yeah, when did he win
before
it?
He, before he joined the before he joined the Dogs.
He joined the Dogs in 84. So 82, 83, I think he had 2 years at Wests.
He was just a kid at the time too. Yeah. Absolute, just a kid.
How good was he when he played for Wests? Well, how good was he with the Dogs? But I loved him when he played at Wests.
Yeah. Now, look, confirmation on the grand final tickets, folks. We will make it. Tomorrow is the last day on all SEN shows to enter the draw to win the grand final tickets, by the way. So we won't add any contestants on Friday. We'll just make that the draw day. So make sure you're listening to SEN throughout the day. Now, for Liviti. Now, Liviti is spelled L-I-V-I-T-I, Liviti. Enabling people to own property today, knowing that they are investing for a more successful tomorrow. They stay with you every step of the way. Who has nailed it this week for Liviti? We talk about people nailing it. I mean, you could say teams collectively. Penrith nailed it. Parramatta nailed it. But do you want to go outside of the sphere of rugby league? Who's nailed it this week, Brandy?
I'm just trying to think. No, I don't think I can go outside the sphere of rugby league. That's a good segment. It's very insular. Anyone from Geelong, probably sure. Joel Selwyn. Mm. Joel Selwyn.
Belittling old people now, dressing up as an old
person.
If we
just get past that, let's forget about Mad Monday. Let's focus on the grand final.
Serbia nailed it last night at the Women's World Cup basketball in beating France.
They did.
I mean, that nailed it. That helped. The Mali players got in a fight. The teammates had a fight. They sort of nailed it. There was an interview going on and two players started fighting each other. Just a question. How did Mali make the World Cup? I wouldn't even know. Look, you'd have to find a map and point out exactly where Mali is.
Hang on.
Are they in the top 12 in the world?
They're
not. Did they make the World Cup?
No, they didn't. They're not in the top 12. They were drafted in because...
Oh.
Was there two countries ruled out? Yeah, there was.
Right.
There was two countries ruled out of it. Now, don't ask me. I just saw something, because I thought the same thing. Mali were a late invitee into the World Cup because of a withdrawal.
There you go.
Yeah. So they're not in the top 12.
No.
But they must be sort of floating just underneath that.
Well, they finished
0-5.
Because
they were the next on the list.
They finished 0-5 through the tournament. There you go. But anyway, we've got some nominations. I'll say the two Mali players are punching each other, having a bit of punch on. They've nailed it this week for Liviti, L-I-V-I-T-I. Enabling people to own property today, knowing that they are investing for a more successful tomorrow. Thank you, Liviti, for coming on board and nailing it.
Not Nigeria were one of the countries that were, don't know what reason, they were ruled out.
They got scammed out.
They're in and then they're out. Trent says Dally M should be from the judges where they score you every weekend.
Yep.
Out of 10, I suppose. Add them up at the end of the year and that is your winner. Stops the teams like Penrith and the other teams full of good players missing out to the clubs that haven't got that many good players.
Yeah. Nomination for who nailed it for Liberty. Cameron Green nailed it this week. He did, didn't he?
He got
50 off the 20 balls or whatever. I mean, come on, selectors. You've got to pick him. Come on, selectors. You've got to pick Cameron Green for the T20 World Cup. You've got to find a spot for him. Actually, I was looking at the numbers. Like, we're saying Aaron Finch could be the one to get bumped. Steve Smith's numbers are worse than Aaron Finch. T20s. So Steve Smith is no T20 specialist.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Strike rate, average, both lower than Aaron Finch.
Yeah, but his numbers for the one-day series were good.
Yeah,
like, he's been
ODIs.
Scoring runs. Yeah, he's been scoring runs.
Here. We're talking T20s here.
No.
Cameron Green's got them both covered.
No, get Smith in there. Leave Smith. Finch can drop out, retire, and Cameron Green can come in. Boys, Dally M, we should ditch the 3-2-1 and that every player gets rated out of 10 with a 2-point bonus for getting man of the match, Junior Smitty.
Ooh, bonus point system in there as well. Don't know whether I like that. That defeats the purpose of the 3-2 or the 10 every game.
That's right.
Because you could have a crap game and then where players have gone ordinary, like a bludger, an absolute bludger of a game, and someone gets an extra 2 points. That doesn't work. And last, as we go to a break, this one. So I'll throw this at you, Brandy, on the back of this. Boys, if Para are to win this grand final, who do you think is a smoky for the Clive Churchill Medal? Regan Campbell Gillard is my pick. Thoughts from Para Fan 90. Is there someone... out of the, away from the Moses, Gutherson.
From the spine players.
Yeah, out
from
of the
Appy,
that mold.
Yo, Cleary, Edwards.
There be a surprise when Ryan Madison comes on and play 55 minutes?
Well, we spoke about that with Hammy Goodman. Mm. Any one, well, the three, Kickow, Lane, and Papali'i are all a chance to win. And they're $20, $30, they're like between the $20 and $30 mark.
Gamble
so that's a bit of a smoky.
Mm. Of course, 18 minutes to 9. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your home of sport, 1170 AM SCN. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.